Welcome to the HP 5 in 5, 5 questions asked and answered in 5 minutes. Today we are covering the topic of clinical workflow. I'm delighted to chat again with Dr. Joseph Kim, president of MCM Education and founder of several mobile health and health IT websites. He holds degrees from MIT, the University of Arkansas College of Medicine, and UMass Amherst School of Public Health. Dr. Kim, welcome.
Thanks for having me here.
How does mobility play into clinical workflow today?
You know, these days, doctors need to be more mobile in order to maintain their productivity. And that's why light, thin tablet PCs are gaining so much traction. The transition to computerized physician order entry, or CPOE, has made it critical for doctors to always have access to a PC. And doctors are so busy that they are holding their tablets and computing while they're standing in the hallway or walking through the hospital. They're even checking patient lab results or reviewing consultation reports when they get home in the evening. Physicians feel that they need to stay more connected than ever in order for them to provide the best patient care. Many physicians also need to work in different hospitals, so their mobile computing needs are focused around issues like wireless access, seamless transitions with different EHR systems, single sign-on, and robust information security.
Talking of information security, what are your thoughts on maintaining productivity when the physician is away from his or her practice?
When doctors get called in the middle of the night, they ought to have access to their complete EHR system so they can make the best clinical decision for that patient. Connecting to their EHR should be quick, simple, and secure. Many doctors also want to use their personal mobile device to access patient information, but this may not be secure. In fact, it still amazes me that doctors in this era are using regular email and texting to communicate sensitive patient information. Hospital IT departments ought to consider offering enterprise mobile devices along with secure digital communication solutions that can replace standard email and texting so that doctors can maintain their productivity in a secure environment.
Let's continue that thought about mobile computing. Where does battery life fit in?
Battery life can be a challenge in a healthcare environment. Because nurses work in shifts, you can have fully charged tablets ready for the day shift while the tablets from the night shift are charging. And this is why docking solutions that include multiple charging slots are very popular in nursing stations. On the other hand, doctors who are on the go need a device that will last their entire day, which is often longer than 8 hours. Tablet PCs like the HP ElitePad have battery life up to 8 hours. It also comes with an optional sleeve that can hold a second battery, so this type of configuration is ideal for clinicians who are working shifts that are 12 hours or longer.
You mentioned that clinicians are busier than ever. Workflow interruptions are inevitable, so how can they maintain productivity despite disruptions?
Physicians and nurses are interrupted all the time because of patient emergencies, urgent messages, and clinical alerts. Therefore, it becomes critical to prioritize their workload and to regularly rely on a checklist that isn't just scribbled on a random piece of paper. When doctors and nurses change shifts, they should be using task management solutions that allow them to efficiently hand off unfinished tasks and update their progress. There are a number of digital solutions that provide platforms for hospital clinicians to create interdisciplinary care teams, delegate specific duties, and ultimately work more efficiently.
Dr. Kim, how else, finally, can clinicians leverage technology to be more productive?
Well, there's always room for improvement, especially since clinicians and IT departments are still struggling with issues like meaningful use, alert fatigue, and new reimbursement codes. Fostering a culture of collaboration is more essential than ever. And this can be done if hospitals can identify and recruit physician and nurse champions who are willing to model optimal workflow examples and show their colleagues how to be more productive. This type of culture will ultimately lead to increased patient safety, higher quality of care, and improved clinical outcomes.
That was great, Dr. Kim. Thank you so much for joining us again today.
Thanks for having me here.
This recording is being sponsored by Hewlett-Packard. However, opinions on products and services expressed are those of the healthcare professional being interviewed.